The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to The Art Spot. Today we have a fascinating program. We have with us from Art Center stage two of the actors who will be appearing in The Whipping Man by Matthew Lopez, which will be presented at the Art Center October 18th through 20th and October 24th and 27th. So we have with us Alphonse Nicholson and Victor Rivera from the cast, and Jerry Lynn Schulke, former host of The Art Spot and director of Art Center stage at the Art Center. Welcome to the show, y'all.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
I have read The Whipping Man. I'm looking forward to seeing it come to life on the stage of the Earl and Rhoda Wynn Theater. But who would like to tell us, the audience, a little bit about this provocative play called Haunting, Striking, and Powerful by Christopher Isherwood in the New York Times?
I can start.
Yeah.
The play takes place just days after the signing at Appomattox, and a Confederate Jewish soldier has returned home to Richmond. That's Caleb DeLeon, played by Victor. He comes home to find his family gone, and only two former slaves remaining, Simon, played by Philip Smith, B. Smith, and John, played by Alphonse Nicholson. In the next, was it a few days that pass?
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah.
It's April 13th, late at night, 14th, and then 15th?
Yeah, just 3 days.
Right. So in the course of those 3 days, lots of family history is revealed and kind of settles scores. Some scores are settled, and there's just, we don't want to give too much away, but there's a lot that is revealed. In addition to all of that, of course, then we have lots of things happen.
Yeah, and such powerful symbolism building on this traumatic time in the history of the Republic. Mm-hmm. And it's Passover, and the president who just got murdered happened to be named Abraham, which is kindly an important name in Judaism.
Yeah.
And the whole concept of Judaism, and folks often forget that the first Jewish person to be a cabinet member for a national government in this continent was Judah P. Benjamin in the Confederate cabinet. So there's certainly a Jewish part of the Confederacy. There's a Jewish Confederate cemetery in Richmond where this is set. And then what I was leading up to saying is Judaism then overlays this whole moral, ethical framework onto everything that's happening within this rich pot there of it's just not so simple as, hey, I'm back from the war, and everything's cool, right?
Yeah. No, De Leon family is Jewish, and so the former slaves were raised to be Jews, and there's that whole thematic motifs of slavery from both Israel and from the Confederates.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a very interesting story, you know. When I was first introduced to the play, I don't think I was expecting any of the surprises that I got, and, you know, it's a quick play, you know, but the story, I think, it will sit with you for a long time, you know, and I think it's a story that just needs to be told, not just here in Carver on Chapel Hill, but everywhere. So I'm hoping a lot of people can come and check it out.
Yeah, my guest last weekend on the Art Spot, Cy Kahn, who's a Jewish guy who's lived in the South almost his entire life, saw this play in Charlotte a while back and was tremendously moved by it, and really excited to see it on the lineup of Art Center activities after his concert there.
That's awesome.
And it brings up so many topics directly and indirectly in Judaism in the South. Of course, if you live around here, since Durham had such a succession of of strong Jewish mayors back in the middle of the 20th century, contrary to all kind of stereotypes. Mud Evans, most famously, just passed away 3 or 4 years ago. But what drew y'all as actors to these roles? And you were two-thirds of the cast.
Yeah. Well, for me, you know, when Jerry Lynn asked if I would come on, I had heard about the play before. I had never read it, but a good friend of mine named Cody Nickel, he had played Caleb a while back, and he told me, he was like, you have to play this role, you know. It's just, it's a story that you need to know, and it's just a really, really good role for you. And so I wanted to take advantage of that as soon as Jerry Lynn offered it to me. So I kind of cut everything else off that was being offered at the time. And, you know, I feel like I'm totally connected to this character and in so many ways. For one, being that my ancestors were slaves, and, you know, the fact that I get to kind of go and experience that in my own way. You know, I've been learning about it for years, you know, all through school and just through the history of my family. But to be able to play a slave on stage, which I believe I've only done maybe one other time, you know, I'm just very interested in that.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's a brilliant script. It's one of the best scripts I've read in the past 2-3 years. And it only has 3 characters, and all of it is in the ruined Richmond, Virginia mansion. And so it has to focus a lot on the characters, which is fantastic, and all the secrets that we have throughout the whole play. And I was born and raised in Cary, North Carolina my whole life. So I'm technically Southern, but as you can tell, I have no Southern like twang. So one of the challenges I had to have was to develop a Southern accent. And so I have to go back. And even though my mom is from Texas and my dad is from Mexico, I'm Tex-Mex, but I still don't have any of this Southern to me. So one of the best things about this was that I get to delve into sort of something in the back and have a new character to what I do.
Yeah, and I have to agree with what Victor just said as far as it being just a brilliant script. You know, I've read some really good scripts, but I think this is definitely in my top 5 over the past couple years. And Matthew Lopez, I think he's fairly young too, you know, so we can be expecting a lot more great work from him.
We will be right back on the Art Spot to continue this conversation about Matthew Lopez's The Whipping Man at the Arts Center, October 18th through 20th and 24th through 27th, artcenterlive.org, 919-929-2787. Welcome back to the Art Spot, where we're talking about Matthew Lopez's provocative play, The Whipping Man, that'll be offered by Art Center Stage October 18th to 20th and 24th through 27th. We have with us Art Center Stage's director, Jerry Lynn Schulke, and 2 of the 3 actors in The Whipping Man, Victor Rivera and Alphonse Nicholson. And I believe we should let the listeners hear a little bit of the play. There's so many secrets to be revealed, as Victor was talking about in the first segment. We have to be kindly conservative in talking about the plot points, so
no
we're
spoilers.
All kindly biting our tongues here, because it is full of surprises. But set up this scene for us, Jerry Lynn.
Yeah, so Caleb and John, Victor plays Caleb, and Alphonse plays John, grew up together, have quite a history together. They're young, both young men, and they butt heads. They both love and hate each other, I think, would be a good way to describe it.
My tongue's hurting.
And they're just, you know, they can butt heads pretty easily, pretty quickly. This is just one instance, about halfway into the play, where they're challenging each other, I think.
Where are all the other Confederate soldiers?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Why are you here and no one else is? Why are you sneaking home in the middle of the night, riding a dead horse, and there are no other rebs in sight?
Why is Freddie Cole looking for you? Did he do that to your hand?
No, I cut it.
On what?
A piece of glass.
Breaking into a home?
Maybe.
Maybe you should have Simon look at it.
Maybe you should worry about your own wounds.
Maybe the people who you robbed would want to know what you've been up to.
If you could find them.
They'll be back eventually.
Maybe I'll be long gone by then.
Maybe my father would like to know what you've been up to.
Maybe you'll like to know what he's been up to.
Do you know something you're not telling me?
Let me see your pardon. Your pardon. Officers and soldiers at Appomattox were paroled. If you were there like you said, you'd have a pardon, a piece of paper, something. Where is it?
It's hidden.
Where?
I'm not telling you.
Show it to me.
No.
Why not?
Because it's mine.
You know what I think?
I don't care what you think. And see.
Mighty fine, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that suggests some of the tension and humor and drama running through the play in just a few lines there in the ruined mansion of the De Leon family.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the script, like these guys have been saying, you know, is so it's a rather short play by play standards, if you will, but it's just it's very rich. And what is great is that each character, each of the three men, have very there's like a spotlight on them at various times, like their story is highlighted and they get like their moments to really, you know, shine as actors, and these guys are doing a brilliant job. I saw a run through last night, and they're just brilliant. I can't say. Happy.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's I think it's going to be a great show.
Yeah. Now, Alphonse, you've worked with Art Center Stage before several times, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I think dating back to my first show there would have been in 2010, I believe. The summer of 2010, I did 10 by 10. And then after that, I worked at the Art Center with another company called Street Signs, and we did a production of Blood Knot and rep with Sacrificial Poets. And now, I also did 10 by 10 this past summer, and now coming back to do this. And I also will be in A Civil War Christmas, which is later on this season. I love it. I don't think I can get enough of the Art Center.
Beautiful. How about you, Victor?
I actually had a stage reading with the Art Center. It was by Playground, and it was the House of Connolly. And that was where Jerry Lynn saw me. She didn't. I heard that you didn't actually listen to the stage reading, but
popped in and out.
Yeah, you went, "Hey, I like his look. Mm-hmm. He should." Mm-hmm. And then you invited me to the auditions, which I'm forever thankful.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mark Filiacci, the director, I think he's wonderful, and I thank him for the opportunity as well.
Yeah.
Mark is great. I worked with him this past summer, not as a director, 10 by 10. In 10 by 10, but as an actor, you know, so to work with him in this capacity just shows how brilliant and smart that he is, and he's just such a kind person. And also Philip B. Smith, who's the other actor. I've never worked with him, and I've never worked with Victor, which is rare for this community because it is a small community of actors. So whenever we get a chance to work with a new face, it's always very exciting and, you know, fun to build those new relationships.
Absolutely. Alphonse was mentioned in A Civil War Christmas. You've put together the three plays out of the five-part series that makes up Art Center Stage, along with 10 by 10 and our new original one-act play series that will debut in the spring. But the other three plays you've all selected around a historical theme.
Right. Yeah, right. So 2013 is the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation. And I just took that as kind of a jumping-off point. And thought, well, there's got to be plays out there. I think I found Civil War Christmas first by Paula Vogel, and then found Matthew's play, and then thought, well, there's got to be an August Wilson play that takes place around the time. And, you know, Gem of the Ocean is what we'll be doing in May. So it's a real nice, I think, trio of plays. This is by far probably the more heavy play, which is, I think, appropriate for the fall. The Christmas play is a little less heavy, although it has its moments. And then Gem of the Ocean takes place actually about 20 or 30 years after the Civil War, but family grappling with how to how are we free? What does that mean? Yeah. How do we move forward? So I think it's a real nice arc to the season. And, you know, I think this area, people love history. I think, you know, our area in particular, obviously, has a lot of connections with our history. And I think it's important for us to look at where we've been in order to understand where we are. So I think looking at this particular time period really informs who we are today. And I think it's important for people to see different stories. We might not know the stories because we don't talk about them very much, but I think it's important to hear these stories so that we understand where people are coming from.
Absolutely. And that's what history does for us. And theater, all the way back to the beginning of theater, has been a powerful way of presenting history, both telling the stories and seeing what lessons one can derive from history or representation of history. And we'll be right back on the Art Spot after this. Welcome back to the Art Spot. We're talking today about Art Center Stage's production of The Whippin' Man by Matthew Lopez on October 18th through 20th and October 24th through 27th in the Earl and Rhoda Wynn Theater at the Art Center. You can get tickets or more information at artcenterlive.org or by calling 919-929-2787. As you've been hearing and learning, The Whippin' Man is a three-actor play set in Richmond, Virginia, in April, at Passover of April 1865, at the end of the Civil War, essentially in that amazing week between Lee's surrender at Appomattox and the assassination of President Lincoln, as a Jewish Confederate soldier comes back to the old home place and finds two freedmen there, one who's stuck it out through the war, and the other who, like the soldiers, returning home at the end of the war and scoping what's happening out. And they have a lot more questions and answers and a fabulous intertwined family history that's all revealed in one surprise after another throughout this play.
Mm-hmm. I think also I just want to mention it's fascinating, Matthew Lopez. So his background is he's, I believe, Puerto Rican from Florida. Maybe his father was Puerto Rican, I believe. He was an actor up in New York and decided he wanted to go to playwriting school. So, you know, one of the tenets of being a writer is write what you know. So he was in writing school and what do I write? What do I write about? So his dad and his brothers were obsessed with the Civil War. Obsessed with it, and like went to reenactments of it. So he was like, I know the Civil War, which is kind of weird. But so then he started doing research on it, and that's when he stumbled upon the fact that Appomattox happened in April. And, you know, the idea of Passover came when he was reading a book about Jewish Confederate soldiers. And that's when he wrote the play. So even his background, it seems like, you know, what would he know about the Civil War? But it's fascinating just knowing that little bit of how this play came about.
Yes, indeed. And fascinating all the ethnicities that made up the Confederate Army, including there was at least one First Nations general within the Confederate Army.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's... the more things change, the more they stay the same. And that's why a piece of art set in 1865 speaks to us in 2013 and speaks to us as powerfully as The Whippin' Man does.
Yeah, it does. I think, just to add on to that a little bit, I think the relationships that the audience will see between myself and Simon, which is the other freed slave, would be very relevant to some of the relationships that you see between a younger African-American and an older African-American in today's society. As far as the respect level and as far as kind of jockeying for your spot to be a man in today's society, you know, and as well as the relationship that you see between Caleb's character and John's character. It's the same, similar stuff that you may have issues with with white and black males today.
And that's Matthew Lopez's The Whippin' Man by Art Center Stage, October 18th through 20th and October 24th through 27th. Thanks to Alphonse Nicholson and Victor Rivera and Jerry Lynn Schulke to being on the Art Spot today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Art.